Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David has not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. So now again, obviously David's in heaven, but his physical body didn't ascend into heaven. It's only his spirit. But Jesus Christ's physical body literally went up in heaven, and it seated at the right hand of God the Father. Verse 35, until I make thy foes thy footstool, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? So they just heard how they crucified the Lord, they crucified the Son of God, and that whoever called upon him was going to be saved. So now they're saying like, well, what do we do? What does he say? And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, if I just told you, you killed Jesus, you rejected the Savior, and then I tell you, repent. What do you think that that means? Doesn't that mean like change your mind about who Jesus is? Isn't it like now I have to accept that Lord? Now I have to accept that Christ? Now I need to call upon him to be saved? That's exactly what that means. That's all that that means. But there's churches that are Acts 2:38 and they say you got to repent of your sins to be saved. But Jesus, or I'm sorry, Peter doesn't even bring up their sin. Obviously it was a sin to crucify Jesus, but I'm saying like, he's not bringing up that they're fornicators and drunks and alcoholics and drug addicts or whatever. He's saying, you guys rejected Jesus. You need to repent. Meaning what? They need to accept Jesus Christ. They need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, you know what? You're going to be saved. Then he also brings up this. He says, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now they say, oh, you have to be baptized in order to get saved. Wrong. Now, he says, repent and be baptized, and then you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, right? That sounds like another verse, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. That whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, that's saying if you believe and baptize, you'll be saved, right? But you have to be baptized to be saved. You have to be baptized to receive that gift. Because this says, repent, which would be believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and be baptized, receive the Holy Ghost. Mark 16 says, believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved. But what if we didn't have the baptize in either of those equations? Well, let me prove it to you. Go, if you would, to Acts chapter 10. Let me prove this real quick. Acts chapter number 10. You know, Peter could have said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and stand on your head, and you'll be saved. And that would be accurate. But do you have to stand on your head to be saved? No. He could have said, hey, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and let's go to temple and you'll be saved. But would you have to go to the temple? No. But obviously, if I'm going to give you another statement, like what's the next thing? They're just like, what should we do? Well, believe and let's get baptized, right? To stamp in the fact that you trusted Christ as your Savior. Because what's the point of baptism? To picture his death, burial, and resurrection, and that you're signifying with him, that you trusted in him. Do you have to physically do that to be saved? No, it's an outward picture, it's an outward shine of how you want to live the rest of your life. And once you get saved, it's done. So then what's the next step? The rest of your life. So what do you want to picture right after you get saved? How about getting baptized? Saying, I want to serve God right away. Okay. But what if you didn't? You could still receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Look what it says in Acts chapter 10, verse 43. This is Peter preaching again. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on him, all them which heard the word. Now, how many of them have been baptized so far? Zero. But they already received the gift, didn't they? Look what he says in verse 45. And they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So they had already received the gift of the Holy Ghost, but what step were they on? Repentance and faith. They were on just believing, okay? Then what he says in verse 47, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So when we compare spiritual with spiritual, do you have to get baptized to receive that gift? No. But obviously, Peter, when just asked what to do, he's like, well, let's get saved and let's get baptized and get the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why not? Why would he not say that? He's not trying to just overemphasize that salvation is by faith alone. He's just trying to make it clear. They're like, what do we do? And he's just saying, well, here's your steps. You know, and in fact, when we talk about the Great Commission is not just the gospel. It's to teach all nations. And then it's what? To baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So he's giving all the steps of the things that you should be doing. So there's no problem in Acts chapter number 2, verse 38, where he's talking about believe and get saved and then get baptized. And then, you know, you get this gift because he's just giving you other things to do.